Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Brand new music has been released. Anne-Marie, KSI, Digital Farm Animals. It's called Don't Play. Went straight to number 2 in the UK charts, straight to number 9 in the Irish charts, and the video already has over 8 million views in just under a week. Joining me on the line, I have got Anne-Marie, friend of the show. How are you?
I'm good. It's weird though, because I saw you about 80 times in 2 years, and now I haven't seen you at all.
I know. This is horrible. And the last time I saw you, I was at your birthday party. A lot has changed with the world since.
Yeah, we didn't know what was going to happen, did we?
No, but everything has changed. But you've adapted to survive. You've had a hell of a year. You've worked really hard. Tell me about working with KSI. I love this guy. I think he is a huge talent as well.
He's so lovely, yeah. I just didn't know what to expect, what he was truly like, you know, because we watch him online and we know that of him. To meet him in real life, I met him actually at the music video. He was just a joy. He's so lovely, super honest. He is how he comes across. That's what he's like. And I'm so lucky because I seem to just work with great people. I feel the same about Ed and David Guetta and Marshmello. They all seem to be just so lovely. I actually need to work with a girl now, don't I?
I think you need to do that, yeah. But there's a huge... I know that when you started off first, the difference from being with Rudimental and then the isolation of working on your own had to be tough. But I love the fact that you do a lot of collabs. It kind of makes you...
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah. Because you're fun around people. Now, here's the thing. KSI seems like he's a bit of crack. You are a bit of crack. I would imagine putting the two of you together in a room is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I never have met someone with a laugh that's, I think, is actually crazier than mine.
Oh, you won't mind me saying this. You've got a pretty good laugh. Like, it's a decent, good, unique laugh.
Yeah. His is even more unique. So I'm like, whenever we're together, I actually feel like quite calm. Like everyone's looking at him. So I feel great.
The title of the song is Don't Play. I like it. There's a garage beat to it. How did you find working with Garage?
Oh, I love it. I grew up listening to garage music in the town where I'm from.
Oh, Essex. Yeah. It's massive there, of course.
Massive in Essex. So that was literally the thing to listen to. And also my sister loved it. So whatever my sister listened to, I listened to as well. Hearing it come back round over the past year, I'm always a bit like, ooh, do we do that? Like when disco comes back and I'm like, oh, God, do we do that again? But garage just seems to work because it just makes people feel happy.
It has that really inoffensive, happy sound. That's something I like about garage.
Yeah.
KSI is a boxer as well as a singer and an actor. Very smooth vocals on this record. Love it. Same as yourself, but you were also a 3-times Shotokan karate champion, right? You put that in a ring along with a boxer and then you get the video. Looks like you guys bet each other silly. But even though you probably didn't, but there's one point there where you kick him and I was like, oh, I'd say he felt it.
I mean, this was like the perfect video for us. He's actually a brilliant boxer. And I didn't know that either. I just thought I kind of was like, is he? Like, is this a joke? Because he does everything. And when you meet him, it's kind of like, I'll just do whatever I want. And I love that because as an artist, I feel like we're just like, we're told that we can't do anything, not told, but I feel like we're like, you can't focus on anything else. You have to just do music to be able to succeed. And he's like diminishing all of that. And he's like, I'll do whatever I want. I'll be a boxer. I'll do everything.
So, yeah, I've got a platform. Let's use it. I get that vibe off him and I like it. And that's probably the reason why Dissimulation worked for him, because it's hard for new young artists to get out there at the moment with the pandemic and all that. This song, right, the title Don't Play, the minute I saw Don't Play and the minute I saw the video, it brought me to something my sister said to me many, many years ago, and that was, if you want to win at playing mind games, don't play them. And when I saw that Don't Play, there is that vibe of bullying element that's in there. And I know your backstory, obviously, from seeing How to Be Anne-Marie, but the director of the video didn't know any of this.
No.
Wow.
This is what freaks me out, because when I showed the treatment to my mum and dad, they were like, oh, he's watched your documentary. He's like, you know, he's basing it from that. And I was like, no, he didn't even know about that. So he just sent it through. And yeah, it was like it was like magic, basically. He didn't even know. So I don't even know if he knew I did karate. Like, I don't think he knew that. So it was all weird, really, but amazing.
How to Be Anne-Marie. That to me was one of the because that was released November 12th. My birthday is November the 11th, and I remember watching it the day after, and I had one or two nippy sweeties, I won't lie, on the 11th, and you know, this, I was kind of saying, I'll watch this now the next day, and I'll have the horrors and all that jazz. But I remember watching it, right? That whole story that you tell is beautiful, and a teacher emerges, Mr. Brown, and he speaks about you quite frankly. That had to have been a very special moment for you.
Yeah, he was my favourite teacher. It was, well, weird seeing him again anyway, but hearing him talk about me, because I have quite bad memories from school, I've removed it from my memory, so I struggle with remembering what happened. And I was just hoping that, because I was going through a tough time, I hoped that I weren't horrible person because I was sad, and he confirmed that I was still like a nice person, and that made me feel so much better.
I think that's something that we need to be told more often, particularly when he spoke about your honesty when you write your music, because you have always been honest in your lyrics.
I mean, it's hard for me to become something else I'm not, so to be able to be an artist, I have to be myself to be able to do it. I can't write about stuff that I haven't been through or just random stuff that I don't feel. So yeah, it is very, my music is very honest, and it's stuff that I'm actually going through at that moment. So yeah, he got that right.
It's so evident with 2002, Alarm, Perfect, I think, for me is always, I've always said this, Perfect for me is just one of those songs that I just sit back and go, wow, that's yeah. Like, it, you know, it does show your honesty. So listen, come here, we're waiting on album number two. It's on the way, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think it was supposed to be released last year. Although I'm pretty sad about that, I've written loads of new stuff since then, so I'm actually quite happy about it. It's like the perfect time to make music, because normally we're distracted by a tour, and tour, it takes a lot of your time, which is fine, but you know, it's hard to be in the studio. So it's actually been nice. The only thing we've been able to do last year is write music, so yeah, that's coming. And I've got obviously loads of collaborations, because I love collaborations, and loads of just solo stuff. So you won't have to wait too long.
Is it hard to write music with a broken finger?
Yes.
Yeah, I wondered about that. So do you want to tell everybody, or will I tell everybody, you've been doing karate for years, never a break, and what happened?
Yeah, never broken a bone. And the music video to Don't Play, I broke my finger.
Oh, back in the net.
I can't believe it, honestly. It's quite embarrassing.
Oh, no, God. You know, imagine you're going, like, God, I've done everything. You could be in the war. You could do anything, right? And you'll break your finger, like, maybe cutting vegetables at home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So listen, come here. It has been great talking to you. I'm going to tell everyone right now, download the track, Don't Play. How to Be Anne-Marie. If you haven't watched it, watch it, because everybody, Anne-Marie's pops is a paddy. His name is Wayne, and he's great crack, and you'll see him messing around in your back garden, which I actually got a great giggle out of.
Listen, he was so excited about putting his outfit on. That sounds weird, but he has these crazy outfits. He's always been the person of the party. Always growing up, he was dancing in the middle of the dance floor, and he saw the film crew and couldn't help himself other than put his favorite outfit on. So if you want to see that, that's in the documentary.
It's just when he's playing around outside and you're looking at this. What did you say in that, actually? 935 videos you had stored of different like sounds you were playing with. And yeah, wow.
I mean, oh yeah, I was being really serious in my room, like going back to my roots and looking at all the videos I'd made on my old computer of me singing. And then I heard this sound outside. I was like, what is going on? So we all look out the window, and it's my dad running around the garden in this like alien thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I love that. That moment for me, it's just like, help, let me go. And all this, and I don't want to spoil it, so everyone can check it out on YouTube.
Yeah.
How to Be Anne-Marie, YouTube Originals, you will get it there. There's some lovely moments in there with you and Sam as well. It is always a pleasure chatting to you, and when things loosen up here, we'll get you in for a session.
Yes, please.
Have a wonderful time and be safe, you. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.